Bava Kama, Perek Zayin, Mishneh Gimel. This Mishneh introduces us to the concept of Edim Zomin, that when two people give testimony, they can be proven false. Now, the method through which they are proven false, you can't have just another two witnesses disagree with them, because why should we believe the second pair more than the first? The Torah provides for a very specific circumstance under which we would believe the second pair of witnesses over the first. And that is that if the first pair of witnesses testify that somebody stole something, or subsequent to stealing he were to shecht a shor or a seh, and two other witnesses come along and say, at that very same time and place where you were testifying that incident happened, you were with us. Imanu hayisem, you were together with us. That, under those circumstances, we say that the first pair of witnesses are considered false. And on the basis of that, the second pair of witnesses, we now require the first pair of witnesses to pay the penalty, whatever penalty they were trying to inflict upon the victim of their false testimony, and that's called Edim Zomimin. The Mishnah begins by telling us, Ganav al Pishnayim, if somebody stole based on the testimony of two witnesses, V'tavach u'machar al piyam, and then based on the same two witnesses, he does either shechts the shor or the seh, or he sells the shor or the seh, V'nimtzu Zomimin, and these witnesses are found to be false by the fact that another pair of witnesses comes along and says that you were with us at the time in a different location. Mishalmin hakol. So these Edim Zomin, as we mentioned, they have to pay the penalty of what they tried to inflict upon the victim, and therefore they have to pay arba v'chamisha. Arba, of course, for a seh, chamisha for a shor, but they would have to pay whatever they were trying to inflict upon the victim. Now, the Mishnah says, Ganav al Pishnayim. What happens if that the person was proven to have stolen based on this testimony of two witnesses, but V'tavach u'machar al Pishnayim acherim, but the shechting or the selling of the shor seh happened on the testimony of two other witnesses, and Elu ve'elu nimtzu zomimin, and subsequent to that, both pairs of Edim are found to have been Edim Zomin, to be false witnesses. So then, Harishonim, the first pair of witnesses who were testifying about the theft, which was an untrue theft, Mishalman Tashlame Kefal, they will have to pay the double damages. They'll have to pay Kefal as one, since they tried to get the Ganav to have to pay Kefal. V'achronim, Mishalman Tashlame Shlosha. The second ones who were inflicting the they were being made against about a shor, which would have to pay five. So the second ones are liable for the remaining three times of damage, because they were only testifying about the tvicha and the mechira, about the shechting and the sale. And the first ones, again, the first pair of witnesses were testifying about the kefel, and the second ones were testifying about the remaining three, and therefore they would be liable for having to pay the remaining three. What happens, however, if only nimtzu ha'achronim zomimin, if only the second pair of witnesses, the ones who testified about the tevicha and the mechira, only they are found to be false? So hu mishalim tashlumei kefel? Under those circumstances, the ganav still has to pay kefel, because there's still valid witnesses for the fact that he stole. They're just the fact that he did tevicha mechira was proven to be false. So again, the ganav pays tashlumei kefel. V'hein, though these false witnesses who testified about the tevich and the mechira, they are misham and tashlumei shlosha. They pay the remaining penalty of shlosha, because that's what they tried to falsely inflict upon the victim. The victim, who is still a ganav, according to the first pair of witnesses, he of course has to pay kefal though. Now, what happens if echad min ha'achronim zomim? What if you have, again, two pairs of witnesses, and only one of the second pair, the ones who claimed tvicha mechira, only one of them is found to be zomim? So then, bad le'edah shnia, that negates the testimony, the second testimony. There's no tvicha mechira that happened, but at the same time, they do not. No one ends up paying the shlosha, because the Edim Zomin are only considered to have to pay the penalty that they tried to inflict only under the circumstances where both of them became Edom Zomin. If only one of them, so it is Mavatal. It negates the Edus, but it does not inflict the penalty. Therefore, no one ends up paying that because the Edus is Batal. There's no testimony to the idea that he did Tzvicha Mechira. And the false witnesses, there's only one false witness, and therefore he doesn't have to pay because you need both of them to be proven false. Now, Echon min harishonim zomim, if, however, one of the first pairs of Edom, ones who gave Edus, gave testimony about the theft, if one of them was found to be zomim, but lakol ha'edus, that is going to negate the entire Edus. Because, of course, they won't have to pay kasher zomam, because there's only one witness who was considered a zomim, who was proven false, but you need to have valid testimony about the theft, because as the Mishnah concludes, Shim ein tevicha, excuse me, Shim ein geneva, if there is no theft, if no edus about the theft, there's no two valid witnesses on the theft, ein tevicha ve'en mechira. So there's no meaningful tevicha mechira, because the tevicha mechira are only relevant if they are done to a stolen animal. Without proving through witnesses that the animal was stolen, the tevicha mechira are meaningless. And therefore, all of the edus is Batal, and the Edom Zomim don't have to pay, nor does the person who is claimed to be the thief, he also does not have to pay, because there is no valid witnesses to the effect that he was a thief, because one of the witnesses was proven to be false.